genes, that means everyone in the family will have the same allergy issues.
Take the family history also while we take a case history.
We have spoken about allergies in general. I would like to highlight skin allergies, especially acne.
It's not right if I don't use sunscreen and all. But it's okay. Use it whenever needed.
Hello and welcome to Imperia Connects, the podcast dedicated to family well-being. Today we are diving into a topic that touches many of us, respiratory and skin allergies. We will understand the causes, triggers and solution from our expert. Have you ever wondered what causes them, why they happen, or how to tell the difference between an allergy and a common cold? In this episode, we will uncover the mysteries of allergies. So let's get started and welcome our expert for today, Dr. Kukreja Ekelani, who will guide us through this important discussion. Hello, Doctor. Welcome to Imperia Connects.
Thank you, Madhvi, for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
I'm glad that we could do this. So to begin with, I would like to know why only certain people get allergies despite being in the same environment as others.
Correct. So that's a very basic question that we all need to understand, that allergies are basically to do linked to your immune system. So if your immune system is good, it doesn't overreact, then you won't have allergies. And what governs this is basically the hereditary influences. And of course, say if you are exposed to too many allergens, then of course, you know, it happens that you get repeated infections and allergies back to back. That makes it very chronic. So it's very essential to know what is the hereditary influence plus the trigger factors. So these are the two things which will determine whether you are, you know, prone to or you are not prone to allergies.
That means everyone in the family will have the same allergy issues?
Not really. It again depends upon the individual constitution. So same family, children will be there. One may suffer, one may not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That is very important to understand. So many of it is, many a times we say, what is the cause of allergies? It is an unknown origin. So that's the baseline. So these are just things that we observe in clinical practice and what is written in books. So what are the causes of allergies? First will be a genetic inheritance, and secondly it would be basically exposure to allergens. So if you are repeatedly exposed to the allergens, then definitely the allergies will surface, right? So if you are not exposed to allergens, it may be there in you, you may be, you know, vulnerable, but they are not very pronounced, but because of the repeated exposure they may come up.
So let's say in one family there are five people, okay? So out of them, three might be in a same genetic.
Yeah.
You know, having the same genetics.
Yes.
So they might have those conditions in their genes.
Yes.
So if they are living together, so the trigger that gives one person the allergy, that same trigger should actually affect the other two also. But in family, normally we don't see other two are also getting affected with this.
Yes, that's the basis of individuality.
Okay.
So all this is what we see. And we then, you know, come to the analysis and then we write. Because actual cause is unknown.
Okay.
So it's very difficult to say the children of the, you know, living in the same environment, why they don't react.
Correct.
That is actually the question why, you know. So that is very important to understand the individuality of the person and how the immune system has developed over a period of time.
Okay.
Plus the nature of the person also counts. Now, as children, you know, everybody is brought up in the same environment, same love, everything. But why a certain person or a certain child feels insecure and other does not? So you understand that is the basic nature of the child that is different. And so the reactions to any stimuli, be it emotional or be it any physical stimuli, will be different.
Okay.
Yeah. So any hormonal fluctuations seen in adults or any, you know, age group, be it teenage or adulthood or, you know, say a higher age group or menopause. So basically when you are disturbed, your emotional changes are at your peak, the hormonal fluctuations are there. So that surfaces the allergies.
So the hormonal thing majorly works for women?
No, it is also for men.
Okay.
You know? So everybody, say, if you have a touch, then definitely there's going to be a reaction to it.
Correct.
If you react for that per se, there's a reaction, fine. But if there's an exaggerated response to it, then it becomes a allergy. And repeated allergies are,
Let's say genetic, let's first focus on a genetics, okay?
Yes.
Genetic allergies. So in that case, how does it differ from childhood to adulthood or to even older age?
Correct. So basically, when a child is born, so first the attempt of the body is to adapt to the surroundings. So that's
absolutely
very
right.
Important.
Yeah.
Right? So during that adaptation process, they are going to fall sick. So we always tell the patients, don't worry. It is important that how you treat it, how you address it.
And are how long this period goes for? Like how many years you
see,
can see?
About say a period of say 4-5 years or maximum 6-7 years.
Okay,
and again it is variable because the extent of allergies matter. So if both the parents are having few allergies related to skin or respiratory, you know, the child may suffer more or child may not suffer. So it's very, you know, inconsistent. But when you see that this is there, then definitely you see that child having atopic dermatitis or having sneezing bouts, having a rash, having indigestion problems, and you wonder why the child is suffering so much. Why? Because he is not exposed to the surroundings. He is in a very protective environment and still he is showing signs. So this is how we come to know that the child is very sensitive and he is reacting.
The child is born from his birth till 5 to 6 years, you know.
Yes.
The allergies, what we observe is at peak. But at the same time, you don't know the common cold because the environment is also new for a newborn, you know.
Exactly.
So the environment and
the trigger factors will decide the extent of the allergy.
So how the medication
see basically that is how we always suggest that the use of very simple medicines to first check whether they are responding to the first line of treatment. So just give simple medicines and say if the patient or if the child is not responding, then we need to understand that he needs an immunity backup. There comes the role of homeopathy. But the sad part is they come to homeopathy much later.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's very, you know, everywhere we see that chalo allopathy de do unko, you know, it's very quick. Anti-allergen de do. Let's give him a cough syrup or, you know, try some amount of inhaler.
Yeah.
But once they realize that this problem is not getting, you know, better and the child is falling sick again and again, then they come to homeopathy.
Yeah.
And the treatment is very simple in homeopathy. Why? Because we get into consideration the general look of the patient. Now you will say, how will you decide how the child is looking? No, we take the family history also while we take a case history.
Correct.
And a few desires, aversions, we come to know of the child also about his nature, whether he's very restless, doesn't sleep at night at all. He's very cranky all the while.
I think that's with every children.
Yeah. But certain children, you may find that they are very easy to handle.
How lucky.
Exactly. So just by few little bit of information, we can decide the medicine and we see wonderful response in homeopathy. Why? Because we have covered the genetic makeup. We have also covered the physical look to some extent because the child cannot speak, so that verbal part is missing. But once we start giving that medicine, it may take time. But gradually and steadily, you will find that the repeated attacks are coming down. Yeah. But always remember that whenever a child is having high fever or, you know, something, we never substitute the fever medicine. We always give, you know, say, Calpol or, you know, antipyretic.
Yeah.
Because temperature regulation mechanism in children is very poor. Suddenly they'll get into a fit or an epileptic seizure, which we don't want. Right? So here the therapeutics is about managing the repeated allergies and the repeated infection so that when they get to class one, they are done with their stuff, meaning in the sense that they don't fall sick.
Fall
and
sick.
Even if they fall sick, the body takes care.
How does the growth gets hampered because of this allergies, yes, and like, you know, repetitively falling sick.
We always tell the parents, just check upon your child, never be in a hurry to put them into a play school, because if they're falling sick, they'll get to the play school and get in touch with children. They're bound to be, there's an unprotected environment, the AC is working, the children are dancing, then there is the water pool and everything. So if you sense that your child is falling sick repeatedly, then delay to sending them to an external environment. But nowadays, how it is, like, women are working.
Yes,
these are the practical problems.
Practical problems.
Yes.
And also, child is like, a single child at home.
Yes.
Doesn't have anyone to play also.
Correct.
So,
all these
those factors
have to, they matter.
Yeah.
Why? Because you have to look into the important aspect, that is the health of the child. So suppose the chest cold becomes a common affair, then they are prone to multiple chest infections. You'll get pneumonic patch, not in all, always, but then, you have to think about the consequences.
True.
So when we see that the child is suffering, we always advise them to prevent. Do not send them early to play school, or keep them in a good environment so that we can work upon, we get the window period to work upon the allergies. So,
okay.
And when they reach the adulthood phase, the allergies should have been minimized. The tendency should be at the basic minimum.
True.
Otherwise, they suffer in the adulthood phase and then it gets very difficult to treat. Why? Because there's a lot of hormonal fluctuations, stress levels, which add to the problem, and the allergies become, secondary. I have to go to work. How is it possible?
Let's say teacher is having allergy to the smell of ink, or to the chalk powder, you can't help it.
Correct.
As a teacher, you have to use the chalk, or you have to use those
markers. These are the occupational
markers.
Hazards.
Yeah, occupational hazards.
So then you can't say that, Abhi, now you can't do this, just sit at me. That's not practical.
Yeah, so what do you advise in such cases?
That's
then
what I'm saying, that the basic is to enhance your immunity so that you can, your tolerance is better.
Okay.
So it takes time, but over a period of time, the homeopathic medicines definitely are more helpful than repeated antibiotics and anti-allergens and inhalers, which actually suppress the problem. And what happens when you suppress the problem is that, you have skin, allergies coming up. Why?
I was coming to this, when you speak about allergies, there are couple of examples where you can say, you get rashes on face and skin, you get itchy skin, there is a lot of irritation.
Yes.
And the same irritation can be experienced internally in nose or say throat, and and followed by fever and other issues, it starts. So there are two allergies which are on surface and which happen inside. Even food allergies people have.
So we always, we tell the patient that we need to understand the case. Why? Because the chest is more important than the skin. Once the chest is, you've worked upon the chest, you will find the skin also reacting well, because we are using immunity medicines. And whatever is left over, let's say atopic dermatitis, some rashes may be there in the folds of the, elbows, or the folds of the, the knee bends and all. So they take little bit of time. Let's not be in a hurry to drive it out of the surface. It should disappear. Disappearance does not mean cure.
Correct.
Oh, agar skin se chala gaya, doesn't mean you have done it. No, you have suppressed it, because that is the last thing to go. And even if it is there, we convince the patient, let it be there. Just use a normal, moisturizer or a cream. Do not suppress it every day by using, some antibacterial cream or some anti-allergic. It should go away. It's not looking good. So let it take time, and eventually it will leave your system and you are healthy.
Is there any common ground for skin allergies and respiratory allergies?
So basically, both the allergies are interlinked. Why? Because both are breathing organs. So as we have evolved, the skin has become the secondary and the lungs are like the most important thing. So once the lung immunity is better, then we can concentrate on treating upon the skin allergies and not the vice versa. Because if we treat the skin first, we are suppressing it, and the lungs, they get into an aggravating, the allergies are at their peak, so that's not a good thing. So first always treat the respiratory allergies and then take care of the skin allergies. So basically the allergic rhinitis, the atopic dermatitis and asthma, they have few things in common and they follow the same pathway. So if one is better, the other one is worse. So we have to prioritize. So which one we need to treat first and then second. But eventually they all are allergies. So they do respond to the therapy good. But once we treat the chest allergies, then we come to the skin. So that's the right way of getting. And that's how homeopathy, we have learnt in homeopathy that always address the chest allergies and then the skin allergies. Chest allergies meaning say allergic rhinitis, adenoids, tonsillitis, bronchitis, meaning whatever related to your lungs is of prime importance.
Even the throat that gets
irritation. People are very always wanting because of the cosmetic value. The skin is like, pehle aap mera skin theek kar do, aap fir baad mein karte raho. Then we have to sit and make them understand. Parents are, and even the adults are receptive to the idea. So once you brief them up, this is how the course of treatment is going to go. They're like, okay, fine, ma'am, this is how we'll wait. So you have to be a little convincing to the patient, especially in homeopathy, because they don't understand the concept of holistic medicine. Everything over here has been divided, like, ye skin hai, ye aapka lungs ka hai, doctor hai, So the concept of general physician is gone. Where is the general physician who tells you, "Bhai, just wait"? Nowadays, everything, let's get the investigations done. Let's have the report. Nobody wants to take the risk. Where has the clinical diagnosis gone? So if you're like checking a patient and you have to differentiate between a psoriasis, a lichen planus, or atopic dermatitis, earlier in our rotations or when we were studying, we were told this is how this looks like, this is how. So that much of differentiation we were taught. But nowadays we are seeing when the patient comes from allopathic hand or from anywhere, they have loads of, papers and the files, and you go through it and all investigations have been done. And still there is some problem in the cure, or meaning there are no results. So we think about that, itna sab kuch kar diya, that had we just got to the immunity of the patient, the hormonal imbalance, if we were to about to treat that and give advice regarding the general, the lifestyle changes, the response is much better rather than treating organ-wise. Ye skin kar do, phir ye kar do. It's not like that. Have a holistic approach. This is what we advise patients.
So for better understanding, asthma, simple. Many children have this issue in the beginning, early childhood, and over the years it suppresses. So what happens, your asthma is treated, and now you are not getting those repetitive and really often experiences of asthma. Now can that develop into rashes?
Not necessarily. So from the initial, when we come to know that the skin is sensitive, they may have a few rashes here and there. But if we see a little more deeper rash, something going towards a psoriatic patch or a seborrheic dermatitis, then we are also very guarded in our treatment so that we don't aggravate the problem. While we are treating the asthma, aggressively, at times we have to give them good relief because asthma is not fully curable. It has to be, it's a management.
Yeah.
So there are various, different presentations, and you can't, say this is how, what we see in the books, aisa case present karega, no. That is the beauty of practice, that when you sit and you start seeing patients, and when you are stuck somewhere and then you go and read and you consult your seniors and there's help arriving, and this is how you learn in the initial years of practice. And gradually you learn to differentiate. So which therapeutics or what type of medicine and what pace are we, the results are expected. And you have to brief the patient up. So then the patients are also very cool about it. Otherwise, there's so much of anxiety, they run from one doctor to the other.
That's true, it happens,
So many times...
You don't get a cure to it, and then you think the medicines are not working,
medicines
the
are
diagnosis
not working.
Is not right.
Yes, so I think if you have certain knowledge about therapeutics, say whether to employ homeopathic medicines to a case or a allopathic medicine to a case, if you have little bit of differentiation for acute, allopathy is good. Where do we say for surgery allopathy is the best? Yeah, but when it comes to chronicity, where you're dealing with repeated complaints, then it's better we have a holistic approach.
So you must be seeing many patients with allergies.
Yeah, allergies.
So what are the common
skin
complaints that you see?
See, basically, we see allergic rhinitis. We also get cases of tonsils which are getting infected very often. And we get patients, small children with adenoids. You know, so that's basically a lymphoid tissue which is, you know, at the nasopharynx that gets swollen up, and because of that the child is having breathing problems, you know, snoring.
That's very common.
And it practically becomes impossible. Imagine your child is sleeping beside you and he's snoring so loud, and there's, you know, need of oxygen. And we've seen that allopathy works for some while, but if there is a chronic allergy or the infection is happening very recurrently, you need to have something to raise up the immunity. So that's how we treat the patient, and we find very good results. Meaning, we see, as I said, so many medicines prescribed, and then our therapeutic is so different that two or three medicines in homeopathy and we have wonderful results. And I tell my patient, what was the need of doing so much? So they say, ma'am, we were not aware about it. And that is the problem.
So yes. How do you, as a homeopath, how do you treat the allergies differently? Because you said we also focus on immunity. Immunity is something that everyone nowadays is very careful about and working only for improving the immunity, improving the gut health and whatnot, you know. That is improvement of food, lifestyle.
See,
everything is
correct. Now we'll come to the very general things that people are so very well read and they know about their health.
Exactly.
And they are working upon it. But one thing is that we are living in this environment. You cannot, you know, say that you cannot beat the pollution that we are facing outside.
That's true.
So that's the vehicular pollution that you're having, the industrial, you know, the smoke that is being left, like when you're traveling. Then the vegetables that you are eating, the soil, it has been treated with so much of chemicals. Yeah, then it has been washed so that it remains. So all that is having an effect upon your system. No, so they are hormonal changes, like, you know, pseudo estrogen like changes which are developing, the plastic ware that you're using, the, you know, so these all excite unknowingly over a period of time. There are changes that are happening, and not to forget the stress level. So everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to have a nice DP in the Instagram. Everybody wants to be presentive, you know, but that takes a toll.
Perfection takes a toll.
Yeah. So when we were children, we were allowed to do whatever we want. But nowadays, children, the peer pressure, the career and everything,
every stage is there, it's some stress.
Yes. So the stress is at its peak for everybody from whatever age group you tell us, you know. So that is one very important factor. First comes the stress, then comes the environmental factor, then comes, you know, the adaptations and how your body is adapting to the changes, how it is adapting. So then we treat the hormonal balancing. So we definitely need to take mild medicines for the same. You can't take hormonal synthetic preparations to balance the hormone. Nobody will even give it. But as the things are we are seeing, and use of antibiotics is going so high, you know, the inhalers, the anti-allergic medicines every day being given to small children. So it's very disturbing. If it is giving results, it's okay. It's not even giving results now. So the patient is absolutely done. He's saying, I'm not, please do something. You do something now. So I ask them, do you know something about homeopathy? Have you tried homeopathy before? Bolta, nahi, main kuch nahi janta hu. Abhi aap karke do, main sab jagah ghoom ke aa gaya. You are my sixth doctor. You are my seventh doctor. I have read something very nice about you and I feel that you'll be, you know, if you have some solutions. Say, I said, there's nothing heroic going to happen here, Baba. Let's, you know, let's sit and let's discuss. It's hard work on both the sides.
What are the common thing or like, you know, what are the initial stages that you see? Like, these are the symptoms. Now it will trigger or
yes.
It will like, you know, reside here only, or, you know, it has a worse consequences if I don't address it.
Yeah. Correct. So basically it's a common cold. It's a self-limiting problem.
So how long the common cold stays?
Maybe 7 to 8 days or
it
10
stays.
Days. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With medication?
With medication or without medication. If
it
your
stays.
Immune, if your immunity is good, it will take over. As simple as that.
Okay.
So, but if your immunity is low or you, as I said, you are genetically susceptible to certain ailments and you get the trigger factors, then it will surface. The allergies will become chronic, the allergies will become repeated, and then you will face a problem.
But 7 days is a long time.
It's okay,
to,
2-3 days.
To understand, like, you know,
it's okay.
The, like, you know, am I getting a common cold or I'm getting, allergy trigger, something like that.
Initial 3-4 days is a little, you know, bad, but the remaining 2-3 days, you can manage your work and you say, okay, now it's done, you know. But if it happens recurrently, it's like every month, twice a month, if you're falling sick with cold and you are having, you know, say, itching in the eyes, nose, throat, everywhere, and you're getting into a secretion, like there's a lot of cough in the chest and the pain in the throat, and it is happening repeatedly. Now, that's the time you have to see that, you know, I have to do something about it. So the people ignored. Hello, theek hai, kya hai, common cold hi to hai, theek ho jayega.
Yeah.
You know. But eventually, because of the pollution, because of the stress, because of the hormonal changes, the allergies go to their peak. And there comes a stage where the antibiotics are not working, and then they come, you know, for some holistic approach. And then we sit and, you know, understand their nature, their desires, aversions on the physical level, as well as the mental level.
True.
What do you like? You know, what are your hobbies? What is your nature type? So we go on investigating. It doesn't take much time. So if you are trained, it just takes about 30 minutes to understand the nature of a person. So you have to guide them. I want this type of information. Please help me out. You know, let's talk about it freely. It happens in 1 or 2 visits. We understand that this is the constitution of the person. This is the hereditary influence. And we'll work upon it so that we can minimize the genetic tendency, we can help rectify the lifestyle errors, and also address to the acute infection that he is troubled by. Right? So we prescribe for the chronicity, that is the constitutional medicine, and we also give for the acute complaints.
SOS.
Regular bhi de sakte hain for a while because he is suffering, because otherwise they get very upset, nahi kuch nahi ho raha hai. So we have to give something to subside the infection also. They're very good medicines. So I just want to, you know, tell people who suffer from allergies, you decide your therapeutics. If it is just once in a while, it's okay. Allopathy is fine. Even we have taken allopathy. What's wrong in it?
Yeah.
You know, once in a while, allopathy, antibiotic, le liya bas ho gaya. But if you're giving your child or you are taking high level of antibiotics twice a month and it is not responding, then what is the, you know, outcome?
Outcome,
you
yeah.
need a solution.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're treatable. So don't delay it. The more you delay, more the time for us to bring it to a optimum level where you can remain healthy.
This is your respiratory issues.
Correct.
Now, there is a skin rashes that,
yes.
you know, you see. Sometimes they are just red patches, sometimes with some, like, you know, enlarged, like, you know, pimple kind of things.
Yes.
And, like, you know, it can
so
happen.
Many,
so many types
skin,
of skin rashes.
Skin complaints
allergies.
Are too much.
Extreme dryness
yes.
in some patch and, like, you know, the other patches. Yes. Like a normal oily skin or normal
to normal. So I'll just tell you the brief thing, like when you say allergies, because meaning what are the skin allergies? First comes the eczema, which is also atopic dermatitis. The second very commonly seen is contact dermatitis. So with the type of earrings you wear, the footwear you wear, or the leather belt or the watch, you may get, you know, as the name suggests, contact dermatitis. Like, okay. So it is, you know, aggravation because of the touch, friction. Then we have hives, what we call as, you know, urticaria.
Yeah.
Now we see so much of cases of hives nowadays, and we wonder what is the problem, because why so much? Meaning itching, rashes, which are not going.
Yeah.
They are under the influence of anti-allergic medicines. Only then they subside. You get dependent upon, say, acetrazine or some, you know, Allegra. Then every day the patient is consuming one tablet.
Does hair fall also fall into allergies?
Not really. Hair fall has got a deeper, more causes. Okay. You know, the hair fall is just a resultant.
Okay.
You know. So basically, if you talk about these respiratory allergies, hives, ho gaya, urticaria. So say any itchy rash, a bump, which goes away after taking an anti-allergic and comes back periodically, you know, and then again you have to take. If such a condition lasts more than 6 weeks, then we term it as chronic urticaria. And here is where we start take a detailed case history to understand their allergens. We always tell the patient, please identify your own allergens. Don't get to the laboratory test each while they, fine, kara liya, theek hai, but that doesn't give you an exact what you are allergic to. You need to know. So, aaj maine ye khaya, to aisa hua. So these first five allergens, which you are, you know, you are allergic to, start avoiding those five, because if you go by that list what they provide you, the path to the you know, the investigation, it has written everything, allergic to this, that. So you are compromising on your nutrition. So the basis is lost. Aap ye bhi nahi khao, wo bhi nahi khao. So where is the immunity going to develop? So it's very essential that you identify your allergens, because over a period of time you will realize that your tolerance is going down and you're getting allergic to each and everything. Now what? So that's very important to address the problem earlier the better. Yes. And we don't say abhi Allegra mat lo, now I'm going to do something. No, we tell them for a while let allopathy and homeopathy go together, not a problem, over a period of, because there's no use suffering. It is at its peak. Yes. But as homeopathic medicines start taking over, your immunity is better, you will realize that your use of anti-allergens and allopathy is going down. So the medicines which you were taking every day have become alternate after every 2 days, once a week, and done. So the patient realizes, yes, something good is happening. And they develop faith. And it doesn't take much time, 3 to 4 months. Yes, so this is how we, you know, help allergies with homeopathy.
We have spoken about allergies in general. I would like to highlight skin allergies, especially acne. Can you shed some light on this?
Yes, so acne is something, like, we have a variety of reasons that acne can come up. The first and foremost is use of, you know, cosmetics. Nowadays, you know, people, women use a lot of cosmetics and for coverage and, you know, so many other things. So they develop allergy towards those products, because each one's skin type is very different. And because of that sensitivity, they start developing pigmentation over a period of time because of the repeated use of the product. So now that becomes an issue later, and then they get to the laser therapy to get rid of it, you know. So this is a sequel I'm talking about. So it's very essential to understand what is your skin type. If you find that you are having itching or you're developing rash after use of some product, you better not use it at all. Yeah. So you have to be sensitive to your own skin, to your own self. And once you have done that, you have stopped the you know, the allergen from working on upon your skin. And at the same time, you understand that something is wrong and I need to work upon my body so that I don't react. So, and then you can take some, you know, curative measures for it. Many a times people ignore and they keep using the same product. you know.
And also suggestions through friends and family members.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, I'm using this. I don't know. And I simply tell them, do not do it when you know that your skin is not accepting. Better not do that. So then how do we do? It's not right if I don't use a, you know, sunscreen and all. It's okay. Use it whenever needed. When you're going for long hours outside. Not every day.
Correct.
So those are the things when they develop these acne and then they get suppurated over a period of time, then they leave scars. So that's not right. So you have to work upon that.
Other concern is the hair fall. Everyone is concern about the hair fall and the dandruff and so many things that you can find in market that promises that, you know, they are clinically tested, tried or recommended for hair fall. So what are the cause of hair fall and itchy skin, itchy scalp?
Yeah, so there are various causes of hair fall. Now, it could be the hormonal imbalance, it could be the low metabolism, it could be the oxidative stress. Or it also could be application of things, you know. So you keep washing your hair, shampooing it, use anti-dandruff shampoos to get rid of the flakiness and all. That itself does more harm than good because it is an internal problem. Yeah. So better take medicines which holistically covers this. And the other causes of hair fall I should definitely mention here is, if you have a psoriatic flake, you know, so it keeps flaking without reason. You find I'm not applying anything, everything is good, I'm eating well and still I'm having flakiness. So this is what we call as, it's not dandruff, it is psoriatic flakes. Now that's a hormonal problem and that also could be a genetically driven issue, could be. So psoriatic flakes don't respond to your, care.
Shampoos and hair products.
You have to have medicines for that so that you can limit the problem. Because psoriasis, if it gets to the other parts of the body, then it becomes very cumbersome. It can go to a very large extent. Of course, tendencies are different. Some people only have the scalp psoriasis. It never goes to the... It's not that all cases will go to a full-blown picture. Yeah. It all depends upon your susceptibility and your, you know, vulnerability to the problem. And that is also genetically
defined. So it can
have
limited impact on your body. If you have a psoriasis, it can be limited in one area.
So psoriasis is known to have its own period of, you know, say, aggravation and then it gets into remission. Two things we need to, you know, talk about what are the causative factor for psoriasis. First is the genetic makeup, like, you know, if you're genetically, and second is the climatic change. And also stress.
Certain people say that it happens in winter. Certain people it happens in summer. There is a season change they get.
The climatic change is not in our control. You know.
True.
So stress also to some extent. What comes forth and we have to, you know, solve that problem and get ahead in life. That good ego wala concept. We can't say, no, I have given up now. I'm going to be... You have to deal with things. Stress is something which is unavoidable. That is what psoriasis problem, you know, we find it very sometimes difficult to manage. Why? Because these are the things like everybody's life is full of ups and downs and we are working upon it to solve the problems. And climatic change ka kya kar loge aap? You're living in... So these are the two, so if you're aware about it, you can be cool about it. Why? Because the anxiety people have when it gets its flared up, it's immense.
True.
Then they get to allopathy, suppress it for a while. It's okay, meaning for a while it's okay, fine. So we also get some window period to work upon it. So it's not allopathy, homeopathy wala. It is the management of the case. That's very important to understand. Long run, holistic approach is good. For a short while, if you're using even a steroidal application or even if a cream or something which is soothing it, it's okay. But not long run. You can't keep applying creams and expect that the psoriatic problem will get cured. No, it will not.
Some people have ulcer kind of thing. Keep on getting ulcers and they are sometimes sensitive towards spicy food or sometimes even regular food which has salt. So what do you have to say about this?
So mouth ulcers are very common. The inflammation of the mucous membrane inside the buccal cavity is very, very common nowadays. That's also because simply because of your sensitive to, you know, stress. It's all related to your mind. Many a times we get patients coming from dentists and saying, we have tried everything, all gels and everything, and still it's not responding. We have got the biopsy done, but this the pain and, you know, the feeling doesn't
so
go
painful.
Away.
Yeah.
So then again, we have to have sit, decide their constitution, give them the medicines for the immunity as well as for the local, and they respond very well. Yeah. Next to differentiate here is nowadays we are seeing a lot of patients with lichen planus. Now that's an autoimmune problem. So your own body doesn't recognize the allergen, you know, it thinks it is a threat and it overreacts. That is what autoimmune is all about, you know.
Oh.
So we don't know the reason why the body is reacting. It's under threat, fear, stress, what, hormonal change. This is how the autoimmune reactions come up, you know, and they just linger, they just go on, you know, multiplying, the patches would increase on the inside of the mouth, on the extremities, arms,
because,
even on the...
Your mouth ulcers, they are patches, like, you know, they first, they are like, you know, red, they become white, and then again, like the shape changes to like, you know,
this is a
lighter yellowish, or like, you know, it's subside. That's when you know that it is getting over. That period is getting over.
Yes.
So how about this lichen planus?
See, lichen planus, initially you would find those white lacy patches which appear inside of the mouth, which are very sensitive to spicy food.
Yes,
or any hot food, you know, over a period of time, sometimes they appear red, and sometimes it's too much of, you know, intolerant pain that you start avoiding spicy food. Then that time you realize that something needs to be done. You know, then they come to the doctor, and then when we see, so okay, this looks like a LP. Of course, there are investigation. You can get to the biopsy and actually find the, you know, the diagnosis at the same. So over a period of time, these patches become dark. So the whole inside of your buccal cavity, if you check with the torch, is all dark, like, you know.
Okay.
You know, so that is what, so that's the time we recognize that, you know, the patient needs a good immunity medicine or constitutional therapy which will help resolve this problem. So it's very important to distinguish between the concepts, the diseases, the psoriasis, what is lichen planus, what is eczema, and what are the, you know, the where do they appear. So clinical diagnosis is very important.
Because otherwise it's very difficult to understand.
Yes.
What is the cause of this reaction, why it is happening. It's very difficult to differentiate because everybody's body is different and it reacts in a different manner. So
So they have tried anti-allergic, they have tried steroids, and still the problem is going on increasing and there's no solution to it. And finally they come to homeopathy, or may they try some other. I'm talking about homeopathy because I am a homeopath, and this is how they present the case. And over a period of 5-6 months, they understand that the itching is gone, it's getting better. The tolerance levels are better. They're able to digest. They're able to eat things. The local irritation has gone. So this is how we can reverse cases.
So we have spoken about allergies. We have spoken about, you know, specifications also, you know. I would like to know how to prevent them.
Yeah.
Like, what is the prevention? Because that's very important.
Yes. So first and foremost, say if you talk about how to prevent allergies, it is to do with a good diet. Have a balanced diet. Then good sleep. Because sleep is the time when the body repairs itself. The immune system, you know, learns to adapt. You know, it's like, it's a repair process. So you need to sleep for good 8 hours or 7 hours, but good uninterrupted peaceful sleep. You know, so there's a REP and a non-REP cycle that goes into, and there's so many good things that happen during the sleep. Not only the repair, it also helps good ovulation. Why? Because there is a hormone called as melatonin, which is secreted, which helps in the oocyte liberation whenever the follicle is developing. So we have found people who work for night shifts, say in a BPO or something, they come up with lot of PCOS issues. And then we do a detailed case history, we realize that the ovulation is not happening on time. So sleep is that important.
Your insight into allergies and respiratory issues, I think it has given immense ideas and prevention tactics to our audience.
Yes.
Thank you so much, doctor, for your insights and valuable suggestions. This is definitely going to help our audience. Thank you so much for coming to Empyrea Connects.
Thank you, Madhvi. It's been great being here.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Allergies can be complex, but understanding them is the first step towards managing them. We hope today's episode gave you the tools to take control of your respiratory issues and skin conditions. Join us next time for more practical tips and expert advice. Until then, stay healthy and stay connected with Empyrea Connects.